Joining us now, one of our NRL Nation commentators. We catch up on a Thursday afternoon on a weekly basis. He's on the line, former Panthers man, itching for Saturday night's clash with the Rabbitohs. Scott Sattler, good morning.
Hello, Richard. How are you?
Very well indeed. Very well indeed. Look, I must ask you first up, I'd heard whispers about a few things that may or may not have happened at the night's presentation night, and I dare say at every club's presentation night, but Barry Toohey, Newcastle Herald Journo, we affectionately refer to him as our sport guru along with yourself, and we catch up with him on a Monday and a Friday afternoon. I did have a chat with him earlier in the week about a few rumours, but he's put up on his Twitter account, "Tough times, a review and restructure at the NRL Knights has cost the club's media manager and website whiz Nathan Ryan his job. He will finish up at the club today, because he put this up last night, he will finish up at the club today and may not be the only one to go." Have you heard any whispers about that?
No, I mean, I only read what you read, and I just know that, unfortunately, with COVID this year, it's forced a lot of our rugby league sides to look at their overall structure operationally and where they are moving forward from a financial point of view. Now, there's been a lot of redundancies. There's been a lot of multitasking, and it's given the opportunity for a lot of people within any organisation to be able to put a few hats on. Now, the media manager role, and especially anything to do with IT, websites, information that's released through social media, it's an art unto itself. I don't understand it, but there are many out there that do. And with Nathan Ryan moving on, what that says to me is that, without knowing anything internally, what that says to me is that they're restructuring from a sense that they've probably found someone else within the organisation that can play that role across a number of other roles and save a salary along the way as well. I think we're going to see a fair bit of that, not only at the Knights, we're going to see a fair bit of it moving forward with when the new TV rights come in 2023. I think you'll see a really streamlined football operations department in every club.
The other rumour that's been doing the rounds this week is the future of Mitchell Pearce, and Laurie Daly's sort of lent a bit of credence to this. He seems to be passing it on, the fact that Mitchell Pearce could be returning to the Roosters.
Yeah, I heard that. It was Mitchell Moses going somewhere, and,
yeah,
and Mitchell Pearce going somewhere, and Cole Flanagan going to the Bulldogs. It's all speculation, innuendo at the moment. From a Newcastle Knights point of view, of course, he signed a four-year deal when he left the Roosters, and he's got one more year left on that deal. And again, I think he's about 31 now, Mitch. So what the Newcastle Knights and every club do is they start looking at life after Mitch. And I think you'd rather let someone explore other options a year earlier than a year later. But in the meantime, they've got to be able to find someone who can fit the bill as well. There's not too many out there at the moment that are off contract, so it would mean trying to negotiate with a club that with a player that is under contract that want to probably move someone on. Now, I think Mitch signed up there in 4 years in good faith. I think he deserves to stay there for 4 years, and whether he goes back to the Roosters after 2021, well, the Roosters are then signing a 32-year-old. But does he take on the role that's true? And I can see where Nick Politis and Trent Robinson will be coming from here. They've got a young halfback there by the name of Sam Walker, a young 18-year-old. He's a very good young player, fine young player, but he needs a really good mentor. And does Mitchell Pearce play that role that Cooper Cronk did when he went there and play that real mentor role for Sam Walker before he starts playing first grade?
All right. Well, no rumours about the games this weekend. It's definitely tomorrow night, Melbourne take on Canberra. Gee, Canberra looked good last weekend, didn't they?
Yeah, they look good. They fell asleep for the middle part of the game, and that's on the back of taking Josh Papali off, Joseph Tarpanay, and also Havili, their hooker. So as soon as they took those three off, they lost a lot of momentum through the middle, and how Ricky Stewart tries to maybe play with that starting lineup is going to be interesting tomorrow night. But yeah, they were really good. They can finish a try. They're a very exciting side. You know, either one of these games over the weekend, I wouldn't be surprised if there's no real upsets in a grand final qualifier, but it wouldn't surprise me if the favourites don't get up. But in this game tomorrow night, I just think Melbourne with the weekend off, they would have loved that weekend off. They would have loved just recuperating and, a lot of older bodies in that side. So, and they've been here so many times to grand final qualify it. So I'm going to take Melbourne only purely based on the fact that it's played in Queensland and they're yet to be beaten in Queensland after 19 attempts. So
Saturday night, Battle of the Halves, Panthers and the Rabbitohs. Who are you picking? Your team, your old team?
Yeah, I'm picking the Panthers because everyone's sitting back and coming up with a reason why the Panthers can't win on Saturday night. But everyone tends to forget they've only lost one game and drawn one with Newcastle this year. And they have been the most polished, streamlined side defensively as well throughout the whole season. They're a little bit like Winks. I mean, everyone was waiting for Winks to lose, and she just wouldn't. So, and this Penrith Panthers side is exactly the same. So Viliami Kikau out, which is a huge loss in attack. But defensively, they're going to be a better side with Kurt Capewell there. So I'm going to take Penrith to beat South in a pretty high-scoring match.
Okay, high-scoring match. Look, you were a part of the last Penrith Premiership-winning team back in 2003. You're obviously salivating at the prospect of the grand final.
I am, yeah. They're a long time between drinks in Penrith, 91 then 2003. It's about time, I suppose, 17 years. They're a good group of young men. They hold themselves with great respect to the game as well. And they're exciting to watch. Even if you're not a Penrith fan, I think everyone, when they're excited to watch what this young Panthers side are willing to throw out there.
All right, so you're going for a Melbourne-Penrith grand final and tipping the Panthers to win in 2020.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Always good to talk to you. Good luck calling this weekend.
No worries. Thanks, Richard.
Scotty Sattler, one of our NRL Nation commentators, tipping Melbourne and Panthers to win this weekend.